Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Time now for a brief look at the horrific crimes that have been perpetrated in my home continent of Stowe, Massachusetts. Yeah, buddy. Over the last week, and that is courtesy of the Stowe Independent newspaper and the Stowe Homeland Security Force. And hello to the men and ladies who keep Stowe safe.
Yeah, great job. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Great job.
On Monday, January 2nd, at 8.09 a.m., a walk-in reported that he had found a wallet on Heritage Lane.
Oh, really?
Yes, that happens to be my street.
Oh, really?
So if
it was your wallet, then did they therefore need a crowbar to open it to look at the identification?
Danielle.
Because you're Captain Cheapo?
Oh, Danielle.
Did they need a crane to lift it?
Surprisingly, the wallet had no money in it.
Yeah, no cash. None.
There was a neighborhood email that went out yesterday.
What?
Which I was immediately... Listen to this one. I actually have to defend Mrs. Hill because she sent it to me. She said, just so you're aware, this could be you, but I don't think it is you.
And she does.
The email was about how there were a couple dip spit bottles that had shown up on someone's lawn.
No, you would never do that.
I would never do that. I think it's the kids. I think it's the crazy kids.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Because I throw
a dip bottle didn't just roll out of the passenger side of your truck.
I did say that could have happened because my truck is messy. It could have fallen out or something. But it happened.
What was the bottle? Do we know?
What kind of a bottle?
Yeah, because if it was Fruit2O.
So that
investigation impending.
I don't think it was me. I do not think it was me. At 10:26 p.m., a caller from Farm Road reported that an unknown car had parked in front of her home and shut its lights off. Police responded, the car belonged to a neighbor.
Yes, of course it did, as it always does.
He pulled his car into his own driveway, and everything was A-okay.
Everything was okay.
You can't park on the street, you know. It's winter. There's an ordinance.
Every week. I mean, God forbid you're from another town and you stumble into Stowe to grab a soda.
See something, say something, LB, in Stowe. Yeah.
God forbid your vehicle's older than a 2013.
On Tuesday, January 3rd, at 1:45 p.m., a caller from Bradley Lane reported that a man walked down the road and returned 10 minutes later with two large garbage bags.
Uh-oh. Puppies, stolen items.
Oh, dead kids.
Trash, dead refuse. Kids.
Two roads were checked for possible breaking and entering. Nothing was found.
Are they throwing things in garbage? What are they using? The hefty, the flex bags?
Listen to this one. 3:36 p.m., a caller on Great Road reported that a school bus pulled out in front of him and the children on the bus were writing, help us, on the window.
It's good to hear that still happens.
I know.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that great?
You kind of have to follow up on that. You never know.
That's just the kids.
They don't want to
go to school. It was like Will yesterday. Will tried to convince Annie that it was his birthday. So
it's a day off
from school. Yeah.
Okay.
At 3:43 p.m., a caller from Arbor Glen Drive reported that his cat was stuck under the porch.
Oh.
The fire department was notified.
Okay.
kidding me?
Oh, that's nice.
Couldn't
that
you just grab a crowbar and peel the one plank off the porch? You know, just...
No, they were too busy using it to open Greg's wallet.
On Wednesday, January 4th at 5:25 p.m., a caller from the town building requested assistance with a window malfunction.
Oh.
The police responded.
Really?
They couldn't get the window open?
Right?
Or what was,
don't you have maintenance for this?
Aren't the still police allowed to say, hey, bud, yeah, blow it out your ass. I mean, you know, pull it out. Pull your head out, would you?
Thank God.
Here's a 781 text that says, in Stowe, it's actually see nothing, say something.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yes.
On Thursday, January 5th at 5:39 p.m., an officer warned an individual at the Stowe Shopping Plaza about consuming marijuana in public.
Yeah, see?
Oh, no.
They're taking liberties. Must have been from Maynard.
Probably Maynard or Hudson.
Some punk from Hudson.
The danger there is consuming the marijuana and then going into the supermarket.
Yes,
you should never, ever do that. Yeah. Ever.
Oh, I'll have everything?
Yeah.
Thanks.
At 6:51 p.m., a caller from Sylvan Drive reported that an unknown car was parked on the cul-de-sac with its lights off.
Yeah.
The car belonged to a resident. All was okay.
Again, that's twice. That's twice. Yeah. You people don't know. It's a cul-de-sac. How many homes are there? Three?
Right.
You don't know where your neighbor drives?
Yeah. 85 Buick. That ain't happening in Stowe.
No. You were listening to Stowe 5-0. A weekly look at the terrifying crimes that occur in my lifelong hometown of Stowe, Massachusetts. Yeah, buddy. Let's see. At 12:51 p.m., a walk-in from West Acton Road reported that someone hit her mailbox. A license plate was left behind. And an officer advised the woman that the plate belonged to someone at her home.
Oh, no.
Her husband backed over the...
Stop. People, stop. Oh, stop
that's
bothering
beautiful.
The police.
So much. So good.
And then finally, on Saturday, January 7th at 1:18 p.m.
A Civic with tinted windows drove down the street.
A caller on Great Road reported that a car was driving with a construction barrel underneath it.
Oh.
Most likely a woman. No disrespect.
Most likely
to Danielle,
a drunk woman. Yeah. How do you not notice that?
Oh,
a
man.
Full construction barrel under the car. Like,
you guys are oblivious.
You guys are oblivious.
Yeah, eventually, the thing's got to kick out from underneath, right? So you just keep driving.
Yeah, you don't want to stop.
You can't pull it out from under the car. What, are you going to lift the car?
You have time for that.
Eventually, that thing's going to wear down or go hit the person behind you.
All right, well, that's still 5-0.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.